Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss escalation clauses.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Many buyers are looking for tools or ways to become the most attractive and appealing opportunity when there's multiple offers in front of a seller.
Well, and it's interesting because it's very likely that will happen. Inventories are fairly low. Your opportunity of selection is fairly low. So if you're a buyer, you've solidly decided, I do want to buy. I have financing that would allow me to make that acquisition. And now you get fairly serious about, let's go out and catch one. Problem is, you're not the only one in the game that's probably looking for something about like what you're after.
So what happens next is often the case in residential. You'll have to say whether it's the case in investment and commercial.
Right.
There's a date set for review of offers. Do they do that similarly?
Yes, it depends. It depends on the strategy that's involved. If you know that you've underlisted the property intentionally, you've listed it at a lower price, you're hoping that there's going to be a series of offers, and you don't want to just necessarily look at the first one that comes through the door. I don't particularly like that policy, but that's a strategy.
It is a strategy. It's kind of trying to set an auction atmosphere.
Exactly.
In residential, it's more common just because people are dribbling in through the weekends and evenings showing the home. At some point, you've got to say, hey, the first buyer in has given us a bona fide offer. We need to review all offers out of respect for them to make sure that they know whether they've bought a house or not. So in that process, there is what has come to the surface as a tool by some buyer's agents called the price escalation clause.
A price escalation clause allows me then, I've made a solid offer. However, if someone else is beating me, I will beat them. In fact, I make the statement, I will beat them by a dollar, $10, whatever it would be. Tell me about the escalation clause.
Well, in the residential market these days, what happens is, let's say property is listed for $210,000. You could say, we offer $210,000 for the purchase of your home. However, if you have an offer that you can show us that's bona fide offer and reflects a price higher than $210,000, say $212,000, we will beat that offer by $1,500. So we'll offer you $213,500, so to speak. So what you're doing is you're escalating, but you do cap it and say not to exceed $220,000. That's an interesting process, and we don't know if it's necessarily something you need to do as a seller, but let's talk about that next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investor. Investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.